Our guest analyst this afternoon, Terry Fitchner with RML Trading. And Terry, kind of a two-sided trade today. Looks like we're going to end mixed here.
A little positive in the beans, not very well, but we had one of the worst bean export numbers since before the trade war started, so that's kind of positive that we can be up today, I guess, on that note. But wheat was 4 or 5 lower, has come back here at the end of the day, with the exception of Minneapolis being down 4.5. Markets, the bears have been in control, the funds have been in control and have been short, and they still have found no reason to come out of those shorts.
Yeah, we just need something to spook this market, I think, and just haven't seen it yet.
It's just a little bit too early. I think if we come in here maybe the first week of May and progress is slowed, and typically your weather markets don't usually start until the 1st of June. So.
Yeah, and typically it's not because we're late planting. It's more because we're dry, isn't it, or too
Yeah, early. That's some issues, some with the weather of some sort. But, yeah, planting's different. But the market has a wait-and-see attitude with planting because we have big planters that I looked and saw here. Spring wheat was 35% of it was planted in 1 week. Half the corn was planted in 1 week. So they're willing to wait and see because of the big supplies that we have. And our exports just aren't real strong. Although we did have a real good corn number today, wheat and beans were not so great.
Yeah. Cattle markets, that was kind of trading two-sided, but we ended on a firmer note.
Yeah, there's a belief that we're going to see a protein shortage, and demand has been real good there. China was back in and bought pork. Not as big a sale as they did last week, but they showed up and bought some pork. So just their presence pushed the May up $1.27 today, which was the lead month. And there's thoughts that market's probably going to move higher over time.
Yeah. Well, the thing, too, is with China coming in to purchase proteins or porks, it should spill over into the rest of the cattle markets, I would think.
It should, because you're going to see pork prices quite high here, too, eventually, as the cutouts are growing and getting higher, then your pork cuts are going to be higher. And when that ham gets to be $50 and the steak is $15, what are you going to do? I mean, yeah, it's and we're not too far from the grilling season starting up, and that should help that beef market for a while. Eventually, the numbers are going to be showing up, and that's why the deferreds are trading quite a bit less in price. But we're going to have to ration some of this supply. So, and there is talk we could have a China deal by Memorial weekend. They're hashing out the final details, but the market so far hasn't really cared. It's like wait and see, and we just need something more to happen. We need bigger demand. We need some issues with weather, something to get us changed in this trend that we're in.
Anything else we need to be talking about?
Well, the dollar is up quite strong again today too, and that's always a headwind for that wheat market. So, and the Dow Jones up 154 points. Going to be closing on a good note there, the way it looks. Monday, we'll get a look at planting progress and winter wheat progress, and we'll start the game all over again.
Terry Fitchner at RML Trading.